This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Spiegel and Holmes. Bob Costas.
Matt, thank you very much. And Lawrence, stop dominating the conversation the way you have over the last several minutes, really.
Afternoons on the Score.
Yeah, you spoiled a very key element for me. Lawrence Holmes and me, Matt Spiegel, the Spiegel and Holmes Show on 670 The Score. So last night, while waiting for the Bulls to come on, was hanging out with my wife as she was bouncing around some Netflix shows. And I had a book out. You know, I'm sure there's a lot of men out there, a lot of our listeners out there. You can deal with this moment and relate to this moment where your partner is just kind of floating around watching random stuff and you're sort of paying attention, sort of not. And at one point I looked up, Lawrence, and I said, "What is this?" And I joined her then in what ended up being an exercise in hate watching royalty, because Meghan Markle's new show, Meghan the Duchess of Sussex, her new lifestyle show called With Love, Meghan, where she is trying to be something between a Martha Stewart and a Rachel Ray, is the most vapid, empty, narcissistic, empty-headed television that I've ever sat there and tried to endure. It is unbelievably awful.
I've seen a couple clips of it on socials. I'm not interested in the royals for a lot of reasons. I always have found myself annoyed by people who are, and I have...
Yeah, George Brett, Billy Butler, needs them?
Look.
Alcides Escobar.
Hey.
Lord.
Joe Randa. I mean, come on. There's a lot of them that are annoying. That's for sure.
There was a while where it was an interesting story, but then it ends up, you really end up finding out just how empty they are. But just aside from their backstory, she is so horrific at television. Like, she is so ungodly boring, Lawrence. The things they chose to leave in from an editing perspective, she goes to the fridge and she's like, "Now I'm going to get the bacon." And then they show her grabbing the bacon and coming back because there's no personality. She has absolutely nothing to say. I don't know who made her think that she is remotely qualified to do absolutely any of this.
Well, she had something to say to Mindy Kaling when she referred to her as her old name.
That's right.
Dude, that moment, is crazy. I guess, yeah, so that's been viral, right? I haven't seen that.
That's bled through to a lot of the comedy podcasts I listen to. They're talking about the show a lot.
I saw that in real time as it happens. Like, oh, she just snapped on her friend for daring to call her by her birth name.
I'm Sussex now.
I'm a Sussex now. It's like, unbelievably bad.
That's not their last name, right? Like, that's just
apparently
their
it is.
House.
No, I don't know. Apparently she took it. But, man, she is so desperate for whatever it is that she's looking for. And I was just hate watching it. And just like, you know, like, and she's made like a ladybug looking crustini. She's making they're doing a kids
I didn't know
theme
if he was
party.
Going ladybird.
Yeah, that's what I thought too. Like some sort of Saoirse Ronan storyline here.
No, look, Shane, she's doing a gardening theme kids party where she's filling gift bags with like with seeds, like all kids.
Oh
love
yeah, no, kids love
stuff.
To garden.
So
the
look,
hell?
First of all, Shane and Tanny, you both should back off. And so should you, Speaks. I am not going to let you talk about one of the most famous White Sox fans in the world. I'm not going to let you do it.
Lawrence,
Do
you remember July 4th, 1776?
I do.
This famous day where we took our freedom back from those wood teeth bitches over there in England. We don't need to support the royal family or any offshoot of the royal family because we took what we get back from them. I don't need this. I don't need her. I don't need the cheating husband. I don't need the other bald one.
Nobody needs this. Absolutely nobody needs this. This will not make your life better in any way other than let you giggle for a moment. But it's like, if you're a duchess and you live comfortably in Montecito, you might have time to make a balloon arch for your child's birthday party.
All I know is that she has donned a White Sox cap before, and that makes her good with me.
She ever have an elote?
I bet she has.
She sucks in suits, by the way.
She's actually pretty good in suits, I think.
The show sucks.
I mean,
so wait, do you not like the show?
Both.
You...
The Royals, the show... Anything involved with the Royals.
Suit's pretty good, man, and it's having a revival, although that spinoff that they did, a little rough.
Is this a spinoff of Suits? That would explain it.
No. Suits LA that's now out there.
What is it, CSI?
Yeah, they're trying it, and it just, because, you know, the spinoff with Jessica was set here, but then COVID happened, and they just kind of shut it all down. But now everyone loves Suits.
Man.
And it's like, well, let's build another show with the guy from Arrow. And it's not really working. And it's like, oh, we went to college with Harvey. And that's like the tie-in. And it just hasn't popped.
I got you.
But I'm not going to besmirch. Who are you going to go after next? Obama? I'm not going to let you besmirch a White Sox fan when there's only like eight of us. One of them used to be president, and one of them is the Duchess of Sussex.
I don't buy
it. And you still call her by her name. Good day, sir.
She is not a real Sox fan. No chance in hell.
How dare you? Let's talk with Jason Leisure about the Bears next here on The Score.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.